My name is Russ Marin. I'm going to be talking about end time prophecy. So get your Bibles, turn to the book of Revelation, and let's go right now to the Monclover Road Baptist Church Auditorium.
Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. The rapture is when Christ comes and takes all believers, those that have died and those that are still living, catches them up in the air, meets Christ in the air, and then immediately following the rapture is the Bema judgment seat of Jesus Christ. The Bema judgment seat. That is a judgment seat for all believers. And at that point, believers will be rewarded for how they lived after they got saved. Now tonight, we're going to talk about the appearance of the Antichrist, the great harlot church of Revelation chapter 17, and the revived Roman Empire. Much debate and much discussion about a lot of this. Many good people may disagree on some of the things we're going to talk about tonight, and they do disagree, but we'll do the best we can to make it clear to you, all right? So next event in prophecy is the rapture of the church. As soon as the rapture takes place, the Bema judgment seat will begin, the judgment seat for believers. And then almost immediately, but we don't know how long, it may be a day, it may be several weeks, it may be several months, but most people think pretty quickly after the rapture that the Antichrist will appear and become known in the world. He will become a one-man world dictator leading a one-world religion, and the world will flock to him. He will have unbelievable genius economically, charisma. The world will love him. And ultimately, he will go to Jerusalem and claim that he is God himself. So we're going to talk about the Antichrist tonight, talk about the great harlot church that begins during the tribulation period, because after the rapture, you have 7 years begin a 7 years of tremendous outpouring of God's wrath on the earth and God judging this world. Now, think about this. In Corinthians, Christian people are called ambassadors. We are ambassadors of Christ. And what God does right before he pours out his wrath on this world is he calls his ambassadors home. They are taken home to heaven, and then there are no more believers left. Everyone on the earth is unsaved, and God begins to pour his wrath out on this earth. So it's a terrible time, and some miraculous things are going to happen, including millions and millions of people are going to get saved during that time, but most of them will be slaughtered by the Antichrist and by the false prophet and those working for them during that seven-year time period. Okay? So, let me give you a little history from Daniel chapter 7. Begin verse 3. It says, "And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another." Now, there have been four great world empires in the history of the world. The Babylonian Empire, the Medes and the Persians, the Greeks and the Romans, four great world empires, and that's what this passage is talking about. The first, Babylon, was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and the man's heart was given to it. Now the king of Babylon was Nebuchadnezzar. And it says, "And behold, another beast, the second world empire will be the Medes and the Persians." It says, "The second was like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh." Now, we're not going to spend hardly any time on this, but just the fact, I'm trying to say there's been four great world empires. The third empire was the Greeks, Alexandria. It says, "After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it." After this, so he's seen a vision here, Daniel is, and he's saying, "I saw the Babylonian Empire, the Medes and the Persians and the Greek," and then he says, And after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now, I'm not going to try to prove it tonight. I'm just explaining it to you. This empire, the Roman Empire, lasted for 483 years. It was prophesied to last 490 years. And at the end of the 483rd year, it stopped. And now we're in a time delay. And then at the end, when Christ raptures the church, the last 7 years begin. It'll be the revived Roman Empire will raise up again and live that last 7 years. And at the end, it says that this empire was different. This one was even more powerful. And if you go back to Caesar and all that, and a powerful Roman Empire, and then at the end it says, and there'll be 10 horns. And you'll hear people talk about the end times, and you'll hear them say that the kingdom of the Antichrist, the empire of the Antichrist, will be made up of 10 nations that have 10 kings. And then one horn more will come up and devour 3 horns, and then he will make a pact with the other 7 horns, and he will rule the world. And that's the Antichrist. Look at verse 8. It says, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. This is the Antichrist. Before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Now the Ancient of Days would be God, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Well, anyway, I'm going to stop there. But the Ancient of Days, God will ultimately cast the Antichrist into the lake of fire for 1,000 years, and then he'll be released, and then he'll be cast into hell after that. He'll be released just for a short time and then cast into hell. Okay? Now, let's turn to Revelation chapter 13. Now, the Antichrist, anti just meaning against, or instead of, against Christ, instead of Christ, initially presents himself as a savior by making a covenant. So you have the rapture of the church, and then you have the Antichrist appears. Now, what is the one thing in the world today that Israel would like to have? The one thing Israel would like to have would be peace. They're surrounded by Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt. They are surrounded by nations that hate them. And if there's anything in the world that Israel would like to have today, it's peace. And as soon as the rapture takes place, now remember, rapture takes place, no more believers on the earth. The earth is filled with people who are non-believers in Christ. And immediately, or very quickly, the Antichrist will raise up and assume power in the world and become the one-man world ruler. And the world will love him. And the false prophet who will be with him will be a miracle worker and will cause people to be drawn to the Antichrist and cause people to love the Antichrist. All right, so look at Revelation 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Now, just let me say, people really disagree what the 7 heads are. You don't get a consensus from anybody what the 7 heads are. But the 10 horns are 10 kings leading 10 nations. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. Make no mistake about it, the Antichrist will hate God, and he hates Christ, and he will defy and defile all that we would believe in Christianity. Verse 2, And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, that would be Greece, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, Persia, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion, Babylon, and the dragon gave him his power. The Antichrist gets his power from Satan, the great dragon. All right? So the Antichrist is inspired, empowered by Satan himself, and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of the heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Now, this verse, verse 3, has really caused confusion among people for years. Some people think that the Antichrist is going to be killed by a head wound, and then he's going to raise back up and be alive. People thought Hitler was the Antichrist. People thought Napoleon could be the Antichrist. They just, when Henry Kissinger was in the United, working for President Nixon, they thought it was going to be Kissinger. When Kennedy was killed and wounded in the head, they thought it was going to be John F. Kennedy. Every leader that comes along, they say, well, this is him, this is him, this is him. And they'll figure out some reason why it's going to be this guy. But make no mistake about it. He will rise to power in the last days. He will rule the world. His headquarters will be in Rome. He will be very intelligent, very persuasive. He will rule by international consent. The world is going to follow him. He will rule by deception. He will control a global economy. Most Christians aren't real excited about us joining with Europe for a global economy or an Amero-Europe economy, that type of thing, because most Christians believe all of that type of thing is headed towards the Antichrist, is headed towards the one world government. The Antichrist will make peace with Israel. He will break the treaty midway through the tribulation period, and he will claim to be God. All right? Now, different places in the Bible, the Antichrist is called, he's called the man of lawlessness. He's called the man doomed to destruction. He's called the lawless one. He's called the prince who is to come. He's called a fierce king. He's called the master of intrigue. He's called a despicable man. He's called a worthless shepherd. He's called the one who brings destruction. He's called the evil man. And here in Revelation 13, he's called the beast. Now look at verse 11 and 12, and it says, verse 11 says, and I beheld another beast. Now the second beast would be the false prophet. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. Now if you go back to verse 1, it says, the beast rises up out of the sea, and that is the idea that the beast is going to be a leader of the Gentiles. And the masses of humanity and the world and all the different nations is pictured by the sea. That's meaning he rises up out of the sea of humanity, the Antichrist.